You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting from 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Open Mic. I'm your host, Varian. And if you're unfamiliar with this hour on radio, it's a bit of a variety hour where for the next hour, I'll be playing you guys some music that I found in the CGSF archive today, as well as doing a little bit of a talk radio show and telling you guys what's new with me. But on the outset of our programming today, I'd like to acknowledge that CGSF broadcasts atop Burnaby Mountain on the unceded ancestral territories of the Kwitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. What's going on with you guys? I'm at week, like, 7 in my school, so definitely feeling that, like, burnout coming. Definitely feeling really tired amidst, like, work and school and everything, but nonetheless, we trudge on. I'm happy that the atmospheric river is over because it was bad for business and bad for getting to school and everything, and my feet were soaked every day of this week, but that's okay. I'm happy that the sun's out today, so I hope you all maybe listen in this my little program today in your car can, you know, experience the sunlight and stuff and whatnot, and I hope today is a good day for you guys as well. But we're gonna get to some music first. For my first track this week, I've got a song by The Ring. Here is Badlands on CJSF 90.1 FM. And welcome back. That last track there was The Sword by The Ring off their album Nemesis here on CGSF 90.1 FM. Man, so a little bit about what's going on with me. I've been like, if you've been listening to the show, I've like started work. It's like new place, new restaurant, whatever. Like just paying my bills, you know, like this restaurant in North Van, and you know, it's okay. Like I'm feeling like a little bit of a, you know, almost a little bit of like missing like the neighborhood that I used to work in a little bit. I live in East Van, and so there's like something to it a little bit. I almost feel like to like serve in the East Van crowds versus like the North Van crowd. It's like I see more of my regulars, and you know, when I'm serving in East Van, and you know, people kind of maybe subscribe to this, to similar taste aesthetics as me. So you know, I mean, it's obviously inherently a bias, but if anything, though, I've been getting along with some of my coworkers really well, and every Wednesday it seems to be like our day to like go to Malone's downtown, like after a shift, and you know, split a quick Guinness, split a quick G with the boys. So much apparently that like this, we've been there like that was the second week in a row for me. It's the third week for my other friends. So much that our server at Malone's has been recognizing us now, and very graciously been giving us an industry discount, which is like really awesome that they do that. But I was sort of talking with my friends there, one of whom is like a regular that used to work. A regular from a bar I used to work at back in the day. It was called the Tangent Cafe. And man, we had a little good little moment, like talking and sort of mourning the loss of like that bar. Cause honestly, Tangent back in the day was like one of the best bars I had ever worked in. Like, you know, maybe, you know, and I don't know, I haven't worked in that many bars, albeit, but you know, in terms of like what I got out of it, it was like very, very important to me. It was like, you know, almost very much like a third space for me, in the sense of like it was across the street from my house, and I used to just like go wander in there, and I didn't have to go with anybody, but like I'd always knew I'd, you know, be able to talk to somebody there, or like, you know, knew somebody who was working there or something. And you know, it was super cool. Like we had jazz nights, and we had like drag shows and karaoke, like comedy shows. It was just like such a great thing, until they sold it and the business went under. But you know, I digress. But yeah, we were kind of just talking about that, and you know, I feel like right now in my life, like I'm looking for, you know, I'm looking for some responsibility in the bar a little bit, you know. And that's when I had like the most responsibility, I think, you know. Felt very good about like, you know, knowing all the beers we had from Daggerad and all the cocktails we were serving and bartending and knowing my regulars and just like having a lot to do, and almost like I'm missing that in that new job and missing my East Van crowds and whatnot. But you know, I don't know. I've been having nightmares about Tangent lately. I've been thinking about the restaurant so much, and you know, did a lot of great things for me. I met my girlfriend there, and now we live together. But I've been sort of complaining to her about how much I miss the place, and she's been telling me to get over it a little bit, which is honestly really fair. It's like been almost 2 years since this restaurant's closed, and I still can't stop talking about it, but it was such a special place, man. You kind of had to be there. Anyways, enough of sad posting about workplaces. Let's get into some more music here. Here is The Gambler by Abstract Crime Wave here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Street every party.
And you were listening to Smush, If We Didn't Cry, here on CDSF 90.1 FM. What a banger. I'm going to go to a quick PSA here, but when we come back, I'll be back with Knitting with Amy just after this.
This is Bird Note. Yellow-crested cockatoos are victims of their own charisma. Talkative and sociable, they stand over a foot tall, with snowy white plumage and a showy yellow crest. Due to widespread trapping for the pet trade, this bird has disappeared from many of the Southeast Asian islands where it once lived. Today, it's considered critically endangered. But scientists recently discovered a stronghold for the species, Komodo Island. You know, the one with the dragons? Past surveys of the island focused on easy-to-access coastal valleys, and they suggested a sharp decline in the yellow-crested cockatoo numbers to just a few hundred individuals. But when researchers surveyed locations across the island, including the forbidding interior, they arrived at a more accurate population estimate, 1,100 individuals. It's a stunning number, considering the worldwide population could be as few as 3,000 adult cockatoos. This suggests that, unlike many other islands, the Komodo population of yellow-crested cockatoos is stable. Komodo Island has been an Indonesian national park since 1980. The scientists think that park rangers may have helped deter poachers, but community support for conservation and the literal dragons have played a role too. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.